Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, March 2nd, and this is MEC Communication Vice Chairperson Mary Garten reporting, and Glenn's got to go. The Association of Professional Flight Attendants, the union representing the flight attendants at American Airlines, is currently in lockdown Section 6 negotiations efforts with management at the National Mediation Board, or NMB, in Washington, D.C., in an attempt to iron out the remaining sections of their contract. Most contentious, not surprisingly, are compensation and work rules. Last week, APFA instructed their members to tell their management they are, quote, seeing red, end quote, an indication that their intent to strike if negotiations don't produce a contract may be imminent. The APFA and American have been mired in contract negotiations for more than 21 months with little movement on key issues. The company continues to put contracts on the table that increase the more than $2 billion in concessions flight attendants have given up since 2003. When American found itself in financial trouble back in 2003, the flight attendants bailed out the company with significant concessions to keep the company out of bankruptcy, providing $340 million annually in cost savings. Since then, the flight attendants' benefits and pay have shrunk by 33%. In this six-year span, the airline's top five executives have taken bonuses averaging $11.4 million, more than 2,500 times the average amount received by a flight attendant. If no agreement is reached during the session, APFA will ask the NMB to initiate a 30-day cooling-off period, the final step before employees can resort to job actions under the Railway Labor Act. We continue to stand in solidarity with our sisters and brothers at American as they fight for contractual improvements that could lift standards for all of us. Every few years, the U.S. Congress is required to reauthorize the programs of the Federal Aviation Administration. This, quote, must-pass, end quote, legislation, referred to as the FAA Reauthorization Bill, is extremely important to us as it provides a legislative vehicle for AFA to address issues that affect our safety, health, and our workplace. For example, the reauthorization process is how we were able to pass flight attendant certification, increase penalties for crew member assault, whistleblower protections, and the no smoking ban. The last FAA reauthorization bill expired in 2007, but the 110th Congress failed to complete the work on this legislation, resulting in the operation of a series of extensions of the bill. In the first session of the 111th Congress, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a long-term authorization bill, H.R. 915, in May of 2009. The Senate Commerce and Transportation Committee approved a version, S-1451, in July, but the legislation stalled and has not been sent to the Senate floor for a vote. AFA's Legislative Policy Committee has made this a key priority on AFA's legislative agenda. Just last week, AFA and APFA leaders met with the offices of several senators to push for progress with the FAA reauthorization bill and encourage them to take action on this important legislation that includes many key provisions for flight attendants. Provisions include OSHA-like workplace safety and health protections for flight attendants, a, quote, return to cabin, end quote, program that would allow flight attendants an opportunity for rehabilitation after testing positive for drug or alcohol abuse, cabin air quality provisions, follow-up on the results of a FAA flight attendant fatigue study, English language standards for flight attendants, among other important provisions. As the FAA reauthorization again progresses in the Senate, we'll keep you updated on the progress and details contained in the bill as it comes closer to becoming legislation. Airline stocks climbed yesterday on the heels of positive U.S. economic data, rallying some shares to a 52-week high. Shares hitting the 52-week mark were Southwest Airlines, which reached a high of $12.89, American Airlines leveled up to $9.65, U.S. Airways reached a high of $7.75, and United Airlines, which rose to $18.49 yesterday. Shares of many airline stocks have shown positive growth in the past few months, in part due to improvements in passenger demand and signs of U.S. economic improvement, leading to optimism across the industry. Mediated negotiations resumed last week in Chicago. Our negotiating committee continued to review our proposals for the mediator while management furthered their practice of stalling while maintaining concessionary demands. Management continues to refuse to engage in meaningful negotiations on our proposals. Last week, we discussed Section 10, Reserve Scheduling Procedures, Section 12, International, and Section 24, Moving Expenses. No new tentative agreements were reached. Our next scheduled mediated session will be held in Chicago, March 16th through 18th. A more comprehensive review on negotiations is available every Friday in the Flight Attendant Negotiations Network update, or the FAN update. Not only do members of the FAN get negotiations information 5 days earlier, but information in the FAN is more comprehensive and discussed in detail. Currently being included in the FAN Hot Topic is a weekly focus on each of the individual contract sections we discussed in negotiations, which highlights our proposal in comparison to the concessions sought by management. This in-depth focus illustrates the improvements to our contract flight attendants have made clear are necessary for our careers, in stark contrast to United's demands to be, quote, competitive, end quote, and are archived at faninfo.org. Become a part of the FAN by signing up through the form on unitedafa.org in the negotiations section or by contacting your local council. Applications are now being accepted through March 31st for the CWA Joe Behrn Foundation's annual scholarship offerings for the 2010-2011 school year. 15 new college scholarships of up to $3,000 each will be awarded. Eligible are members, their spouses, children and grandchildren, including the dependents of retired, laid off, or deceased members. Applicants must be high school graduates or high school students who will graduate during the year in which they apply. Undergraduate and graduate students returning to school may also apply. More information about the application process and a link to apply can be found on our website. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand together, strong, together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.